Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There's an osprey.
Is that an osprey?
He did it. It sounds like sea birdish. That's what they kind of sound like, I think. Did you? Where did you hear
this? Sounds like some of our Spokane listeners. Yes, it's nice
osprey.
To meet you. Nice to meet you. Yes, yes, darling. Nice to see you. Yes, dear.
That's an osprey feeding its young right now. That's spectacular.
No, this is an osprey setting up a listener poll. Is what he's doing.
Only 325 babies named Karen were born in the U.S. last year, making it the 831st most popular name for a girl. It peaked in popularity in 1965 when it was the third most popular name for a girl. America got almost 33,000 new Karens that year. Here it is.
Karen.
Karen. They call her Karen.
She's at a party. She's a snobber and a rock and roll and
Karen.
Hear me, buddy.
Short hair, man
hey,
cut.
Karen.
I want to see your manager.
Is right. It possible if I send you 50 custom buttons that say, I met Mike and he was nice. No pressure on Mike, but if he has these to give away, he will be nice.
Absolutely.
And what if I send 50 buttons as a contingency plan that have a different message?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hey, Carla, would you get me one of those long drinks?
Oh, you lucky duck.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade of the show. That's become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like San Francisco, California, Hatteras, North Carolina, Flagstaff, Arizona, Denby, Wales, the United Kingdom, Austin, Texas, Lillehammer, Norway. Norway, you know, of all those places, and there's some beautiful places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would like to see Scandinavia. I would like to see Northern Europe.
You haven't been?
I would like to see that. No, I've never been
Iceland,
to that part
Iceland
of the world.
Counts.
Iceland
it?
Count. Yeah, Iceland probably counts, but I'm talking about Copenhagen, Denmark, Amsterdam, Norway, Oslo, Norway.
Finland?
You know, thank you. Thanks. That was a good talk we had before the show. There we go. This is the Finnish.
Oh, God.
Finland is another country.
Yeah, there you go. I just
this
said
is
it.
What I was talking about the other day. We should advertise these on the show.
It's what called, long drink.
Long drink?
It's called the Finnish Long Drink, Legend of 1952. Unique taste of natural grapefruit and juniper berry flavors with gin.
Ah!
You know, we're taping late today, so what the
well,
heck
I
it's
mean,
close to happy
it's
hour.
5 o'clock,
juniper so. Is one of the main aromatics in gin, I believe. So what it, that is probably like a really gin plus grapefruit, yeah?
It works for me. Welcome to
carbonated
the show.
Carbonated at all?
Yeah, it's got a carbonation to it.
Nice.
Yeah. A lot of writing on it, that's for sure.
Does it give you an ABV
long drink
on it?
Is, laundering is a top-selling category of alcoholic beverage in Finland. A legend that is now available in America. The roots of long drinks go back to the 1952 Summer Games in Helsinki. The country of 4 million people was still poor and recovering from World War II. Full of pride for their country, the Finns wanted to give athletes and tourists an unforgettable experience. However, the officials had a concern. How to serve drinks quickly enough to all of the visitors.
This is all on a can?
Yeah. Hard to read, too.
A
to
letter.
Solve this, they came up with a revolutionary idea of a new liquor drink, and so the first long drinks were born. Now, this legend has finally been brought to America by the next generation of Finns. Who want the world to experience the refreshing and unique Finnish long drink. There is the long drink. There it is.
Does it have an ABV on it?
5.5%.
That's like a wicked beer, man, right there. Mm-hmm.
Or 12-pack. What did they come in? 6 packs?
Four pack. Okay. Oh, that's, and I bet four it packs. Ain't cheap.
No, it's not.
And, I just asked Shannon to, actually, I'll have her come in here. There's a liquor store downstairs, so.
Oh, that's nice.
Working in the city, fellas.
Rob, is there anybody there on Wisconsin that could go out and get you something?
There's a bottle of vodka here. I know this for a fact.
Peach.
Mm-hmm. We keep it just in case.
Look at the camera.
I think we need a little happy hour today.
Okay, just
look at the camera.
I'll do that.
See the long drink.
Will you excuse me one moment?
Do you mind holding up that camera for a second?
Not at all. There it is.
See? Long drink. Yes.
Very non-drinky. You would enjoy it.
Who could we send to get that? I know you're about to jump on a call. I'm not sending a Harvard graduate to the liquor store to get long drink for me. That's not going to happen. Let's think about this.
Boy, okay, I tell
yes,
you,
yes,
those educational credentials.
Long drink, it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Long drink.
Wish I could send you one.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm asking, where she's sending somebody else. I'm just not sending a Harvard graduate to go do that for me right now.
So, I mean, it's very, very tasty. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We just had a very intense pre-show meeting.
Yes.
We fired
Rob. Look at that.
We did. Rob is gone. you don't know how close that is to the truth. No. No. Kidding.
True.
Kidding, of course.
That is so funny.
Anywho, before, I know I will need Rob to come back in.
Of course.
Do you see? Who wants it the most?
He's
a
raging
alcoholic.
He flew
out of the studio.
I've actually looked at Rob and I said, less alcohol. Please, this week.
Yes, please. I know. So what better way to celebrate that than
today is an exception.
All right, so Rob, you probably have music for this because before we get started with the show, I have a major announcement that I teased this week, and I told you we would be making the announcement today. It is for a meet and greet with yours truly. That's me, Mike. Thursday, June 24th, save the date and come on out to, the restaurant is called Osprey.
Yes.
Osprey. Do we have an Osprey sound? Oh, that's not. We'll need an Osprey for tomorrow.
Osprey. We'll have an Osprey. I'll just record myself. It'll save my throat.
Spokanics.
No, Mike, they're Spokaniacs.
Spokaniacs, 700 North Division Street in Spokane, Washington, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. 4 to 6? What are you? I have a kid. Lick it.
Those hours are happy.
Excuse me. Mike O'Mara, that's me. We'll meet you and greet you. There is the outside shot that, you know, she goes back to the hotel with him, little man.
Really?
I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, second greeting.
You need an escort.
No, I'm fine. So anyway, that's Thursday, June 24th. This coming June 24th, we will be at Osprey. The Osprey Restaurant and Bar features a heated patio, gluten-free and vegetarian options. We were looking at pictures of it yesterday. It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
It really does.
Gorgeous.
Plenty of free parking and, for one night, Mike O'Mara.
Mike, I just got this
from the control
room. I'm not
performing. I'm just going.
I got this from the control room. This is 3 weeks from today.
Mm.
Exactly 3 weeks.
So it's a little shorter window than we normally promote. We normally, months in advance.
I did a week out from Arizona and Vegas.
This is cool. This is exciting. And COVID is turned a corner. We're very optimistic. It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone. Gone.
Just like gone. President Trump said it would be, it's gone.
The Osprey Restaurant and Bar. Come out for the thirsty fun, a rare West Coast appearance. And a splendid time, guaranteed for all. If you want to meet... did you write this knowing that I'm reading it?
Yes!
You want to meet Mike? You shall. The Lord has spoken.
That is fucking hilarious.
Spokane. La la la. June 24th, 4 to 6 p.m. at Osprey. 700 North Division in Spokane. Remember, I'm the one that's reading this.
I know.
He'll be sitting in a bar down by the river. He'll see you there. We're very excited.
You would go in and out of a character. I have, sometimes I envision how you're going to read a spot, and I thought there might be a character voice involved for certain parts of
Mike,
it.
Mike, Yeah. May I give you a quick sidebar in the planning? Thank you to Dirk Vastrick, by the way. The DV.
Thank you, Dirk.
DV.
Thank you.
DV.
He's my second favorite DV after Darth Vader.
DV had some great ideas, and he had some terrible ideas.
Clinkers?
Mm-hmm.
One of his clinkers was, what do you think about putting up a poll and getting an RSVP of who's actually coming out? And I said, that's a clinker.
That's a clinker.
Because Mike's going to be obsessed Dirk. By that.
I don't care if there are two people there.
Yeah, he doesn't care. This is just a quick meet and greet.
Yeah. That's a meet and greet, Dirk. You know?
I said,
why did he want to do that? Why did he? Because he, I have said this before, he is a P1 of P1s with all the love.
Yes, I love that guy.
And with all the love is for everyone. Everyone yes. that's ever worked with us anywhere. So with that love is a little bit, it can flip in a nanosecond.
Mike, what's the closest emotion to love?
Why don't we put a poll up to see who's coming? RSVPs.
Mike,
why would he want to do that?
What's the closest emotion to love?
Hate.
Exactly. Think of Jodie Foster.
I said to him within the thread, I said, not a good idea. Mike will be obsessed by this. Why don't you just have people contact you directly? Give out your cell phone.
No, we have.
That's
in the
another
area,
clinker.
We have, if we got everybody that listens out in the Spokane area to. Show up, it would be overwhelmed. We would overwhelm Osprey. Yes. So I'm looking forward to, it's going to be, I'd love the Osprey
limited.
It's more of a screech. It's more of a screech.
Yeah.
See, remember what we were talking about before the show? This would be where you would have at your fingertips something you could work on, which would be a database. Hold on. Listen to me. Pay attention. Of everything. So that whenever we had a discussion, you'd have it all there, and you would have it like not going back and forth. You would have it right there, like on a computer, like a computer database where you would be able to. That would be helpful.
That would be
an
great.
Upgrade.
Yeah, I'd like that, and then we could have it. Everything. I try to plan ahead, but these curveballs, I would be ready to handle them.
But the curveballs are, it's not a curveball.
You wrote the copy yesterday.
Yeah, but I was thinking in terms of the restaurant, not the animule. That's why. You see?
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
But Osprey, is that screeching seabird.
Yeah. Bird.
It's a seabird.
It's a bird.
But that would be fun. So getting back to the whole thing with the meet and greet. Just to clarify, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time
since we do two type of things. We do big live shows where we sell tickets and we like you to show up, and it's like a weekend and it's a conclave and we are
destination,
hanging.
Destination, Mike. Great. It's a destination date is what it is.
Then we do these where we're on the road. I've been on the road. I've done Buffalo. I've done Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
We've done Washington, D.C.
I do the Southwest.
Yes.
You've done Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes.
Rob's done Iowa.
Yes.
We've all done Iowa. That's
I've
that's
done
a
King's
lot
Dominion.
Different.
I've done King's Dominion. I've said
King's
the
Dominion.
Dominion.
Yep. Find me
they're,
there.
They're just we're going to be there. We want to say hi. That's what this is. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited about it. And this
bring
place
gift cards. And no denomination will be taken. 50 and up.
Is it Osprey.com?
Osprey Spokane.com. For Mike.
Osprey Spokane. I don't want money. Thank you very
gift
much.
Gift cards.
Osprey.
It's not money.
No, I don't want
gift
cards.
If there is a
no.
jar in Costco. Front of you and someone puts
no.
a dollar
no,
in it.
No, this is promoting the show. I am fine. As far as the Internal Revenue Service is concerned, I am promoting the show.
That's all.
By flying to Salt Lake City. Okay?
So this
you
is a
business
expense.
Doing? And my wife and child will be there promoting the show. And they're flying to Salt Lake City.
Oh, okay.
And
oh,
then back from
trip.
Seattle. So that's
business
it.
Business trip.
Now, everywhere in between... I'm not that dishonest. But anyway, that's very clear.
I thought you
anyway,
just love the people.
Osprey Spokane. I do love the people.
Yeah.
Yes.
OspreySpokane.com is, and I am really excited to I know that we've done shows in Vegas routinely, and we get a really good contingent from that area.
Yes.
And I'm super excited about it. And this just works out for a. There's an osprey.
Is that an osprey?
He did it. It sounds like seabirdish. That's what they kind of sound like, I think. Where did you hear that?
This sounds like some of our Spokane listeners.
Yes, it's nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Yes, yes, darling. Nice to see you. Yes, dear.
That's an osprey feeding its young right now. That's spectacular.
No, this is an osprey setting up a listener poll. Is what he's doing.
So, other than that, we do. Tell me about you. Worked with Dirk on setting this thing up. Dirk is excited about the venue.
Yes, my first interaction with a DV outside of.
Wish we could get him on the phone. Can we get him on the phone?
I'm sure he's listening right now.
Let's try to get Dirk on the phone.
You have his number.
I'm checking right now. If you can text it to me, that'd be great.
I'll text it to the team. Let's get him.
And we'll all have it.
Dirk has been very active, as Dirk was kind enough to reach out to me early on in the process. As soon as you announced,
you reached out to me too. Yeah, absolutely.
Dirk was like, "Hey, how can I help? How can I make this happen?"
Right.
And I appreciate that, because you need a lot of advance and also handholding sometimes when you don't know the area. And he never wavered. He had some bad ideas. He had like a listener's house he wanted to go to 25 miles outside the city. I said, "That's not going to work."
We did a show.
A little scary.
We did
that
a live show
like
from a listener's house.
Massacre
once.
To me.
We did that what? Once. We did a live show from a listener's house once many years ago.
Wasn't it a novelty though? They
it
were
was
doing
a novelty,
back then?
And it was a. I think it was a Philadelphia suburb that had us, and
God,
it was nasty,
horrible.
Nasty.
We tried so much crap to get traction in Philadelphia that did not work.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's
right.
A hateful town, Mike.
It's just a midday. It was middays. We're rubes.
Still
know?
A dirty.
Hey, we're gonna be hot when everybody's at work. Sorry, doesn't work. You want middays? You know? I'm sorry.
Did middays, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Mike.
5 hours a day.
A lot of great talents do middays
for years.
Hey, rude and rude.
I didn't mean that. Strike it. Rewind it. I'm so sorry.
Remember that? The 5 hours before you came on.
You guys, I loved your show. You know that. I listened to your show.
We loved doing the show.
Stick. It was fun.
To
Big O.
One day you guys are going to be on afternoons or mornings.
By the way, how is he? How is he doing? Seriously, how is your partner doing? Is he doing okay? He's got an online show and stuff like that.
In fairness, I was sitting here. I was like, man, I haven't talked to Chad in a while. Mm-hmm. I want the best for Chad. Like, and I've always said that. I've never wavered off that. I believe that the climate is certainly different and just these days for opening everyone's eyes of, and there has been situations where people have been railroaded. And with that said, you know, the one person I'd never count out of any business, and I think he's doing very well, if I'm not mistaken.
He's a pit bull.
With his current venture is Chad Dukes.
He's a pit bull. Well,
and he didn't say
him.
I don't even consider him on the beach. For that matter, at the moment, because
he's still talking.
He ramped up his empire that he's building now in no time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm rooting for him.
That's good, and I think that that's a very good thing. And I am always curious about what happens with people as far as the radio business. That's always to be admired.
Yes.
People that I've worked with, I've lost contact with and moved on. And, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. That's good.
And look, Drab is probably the latest, the most recent contact, right? But the pandemic changed a lot, because Big O and Dukes essentially sunset in the middle of the heat of the pandemic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And at that point, Drabby, we were just dealing with like work stuff. Where he has two twins and kids, and what you initially would do for someone like that, and maybe it's time now. I don't know what the deal with the babies, and I don't think they can get vaccines yet. But like, I'd want to go see his kids,
sure,
you know,
yep,
and visit with him. But you
and
couldn't
he's still
do,
producing the Junkies,
yes,
show,
and
right?
And you couldn't do that, and you I don't know if you can right now. I don't know how that works with babies. I don't have babies.
Yeah.
But it would be nice. Yeah. Like, I should reach out and just touch base to see how they're doing. To give you a
good.
Better
well,
answer.
Say hello. This. Say yeah, hello for me. It's a crazy business. And
horrible,
you know,
business.
We've all had our ups and our downs. Calling Dirk Vastrick right now in Spokane, Washington. He is retired, so there's a chance he will answer the phone. Dirk?
Hello.
Hi, Dirk. How are you?
Fantastic, Mike.
Dirk, can you get off the toilet? I can barely hear you.
Don't take advice from Oscar if you need more time.
Are you on a speaker? Is he on a speaker?
Yeah, let me take my earbuds out.
Okay, that's all right.
This is scary important.
He's probably listening. That's why he's got his earbuds in.
So might have been working out.
Nice. Thank you. I stand that's corrected.
Get off the toilet. Takes how dare forever. You?
Terrible. There you are. All right.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, is that better?
Oh.
Yeah, that is better.
A little better, yeah.
Dirk, so thank you for all your help. I was looking at the pictures of Osprey out in Spokane, Washington, and it looks really, really cool. It looks really modern and pretty and
gorgeous.
Great outdoor seating. I'm just kind of curious because you know the area and I don't. First thing that came to mind when I looked at that beautiful outdoor area was how perfect it would be for a meet and greet. And then immediately I said, well, June 24th, even in the Pacific Northwest, that's got to be a pretty decent chance of decent weather, right?
Yeah, we get about 11 days in which we get rain in June.
Okay.
Which
is a lot less than normally, right?
Well, try to get those in before Mike comes out there.
But, you know, the chances of it being happy hour between 4 and 6 are not high.
Okay, that's good. And you
and
know this place?
Covered, too. Yeah, there's a section of it that is covered. Obviously, they won't be needing the heaters that time of year, but they've got them.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Rob's playing the Osprey sound here. Yeah.
And it sits.
What happened?
There's a walking trail that goes for several miles up and down the river that runs right in front of
I think he went to the bathroom.
Dirk, did you fall?
He's going to be sitting looking at the river.
Does he know he's talking to himself?
Dirk? Dirk?
Oh, his earbuds clicked in again. Tell him to turn off his Bluetooth.
Turn off your Bluetooth.
Turn off your Bluetooth because you sounded like you were it sounded like you were having a conversation with us when you were walking down a hallway.
Like surveillance audio.
It's just. All right, are you there, Mr. Vastrick?
Dirk?
Hello?
Dirk?
Well, let's call him back.
Let's call Dirk back. See.
Let's re-energize the phones.
I love this new format where we have plenty of time to do this.
When you get back on the line, Mike, can you ask him about the listener's house he wanted to take you to bury your body in?
Yeah, absolutely. Calling Dirk back.
It wasn't his house, was it?
Someone's house.
Okay.
25 miles outside the city, yeah. That's great. It's nice. Dirk, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Dirk.
You're not making this up. Hello? This is really happening.
Dirk, we're having, you sound very far away. I'm not sure what's happening. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Dirk?
How old is Dirk? He's not in his 90s, right? He looks great.
No, he's not. He's a vital man.
Strappy.
Dirk, can you hear us? We'll try to call you right back. we'll try to call you right back.
Are we calling?
Right. Oh, hello?
Hold it, Dirk. Wait, are you there?
Hello? Hello?
Now, Pony, are you calling the cell or the jitterbug?
Oh, my God.
The jitterbug. Dude, the jitterbug. We'll call again. See what's happening.
See, what Oscar...
He's our number one guy out in Spokane.
Oscar figured out what happened is he was on earbuds and he took them off, but they re-engaged. So when he's talking,
we go.
Oh, hello?
Are you there, Dirk?
I am.
Oh, my goodness gracious. There we are. All right. So we were talking. Oscar wanted me to ask you about the listener's house that you wanted to do this, this meet and greet. Can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, as soon as you said that you were going to be coming up, people started crawling out of the woodwork wanting to do stuff. And Joyce Woodard, and I know you probably remember her and her husband from
Wonderful
Vegas.
Couple.
Yeah, I remember
Joyce,
that. I remember the name.
Terrific couple.
Beautiful, beautiful people.
And they have this gorgeous backyard, huge. They keep, I think it's chickens as well.
Yeah. That's always nice.
And they wanted to have a huge outdoor barbecue so there'd be plenty of space for everybody to be outdoors.
Would I have been able to kill the chickens?
It would be required.
And Doug Carlson was actually going to become the pit master for that.
Well, he's
the
very
pit
good.
Master, like the barbecue pit master?
Yeah.
Now, Rob, how do you know he's very good?
Because I've sat next to him at a roulette table for a month one night, and we talked a lot about barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
He is a national barbecue judge.
I sat next to him at, even when you're trying to for a month, you understand that's how that would have worked, I think.
I think you're right.
Yeah, he's actually.
But Doug is all about barbecue. He's a champ.
Okay. Yeah, he's a national barbecue judge.
Okay. So let me say we've got chickens in the backyard. Let me get a ding. And a barbecue pit master.
Yep.
The best feature they have in their backyard is it's neat. It's a hole. It's 7 feet long. 3 feet wide and 6 feet deep, and no one knows why it's there. But they sure want the disc jockey to come over.
Yeah, so that's a ways out though from the main drag.
It's about 25 miles. She lives up in Colbert area, and so then we started looking at other options because, of course, we wanted to keep as much as we could outdoors.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a contingent situation.
And we looked at couple other options, and this one came up. And They're actually, it's a great, great place.
It looks beautiful. It looks absolutely beautiful. And you've been to this joint, my friend?
Well, of course. Yeah. I'm meeting a friend there on Monday.
Oh, that's great.
I'm sorry. I want to make sure they've got plenty of, Irish in stock.
Ah, yeah. I'm not sure. I may be going with these Finnish long drinks when I get out there. But anyway, this is so. We have had this. You're the point person for this amazing little pocket of listeners that we have out in that corner of the world, and I'm really, really excited that I can combine a family vacation with a trip out there to see you guys, and I think it's going to be really, really great. And I love the fact that for the people that want to have some hooch out there, it's happy hour, so that's good too. And we can have everybody's going to be able to come out, meet my wife, meet my son, and have some chow and have a great time. And I'll be there, chatting with everybody. I'm looking forward to it.
Dirk, is it possible? If I know it's short notice, but I'm hoping to get this done. Is it possible if
it's
I
gonna
send
be a
you
dick right now?
No.
Okay.
Why would I be a dick?
Because you. Well, I thought you were going to say something.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
If it's possible, if I send you 50 custom buttons that say "I met Mike and he was nice," and they're limited edition, no pressure on Mike, but if he has these to give away, he will be nice.
Absolutely.
And what if I send 50 buttons as a contingency plan that have a different message? That way you're covered either way.
F you, Rob.
Really?
Said F you, Rob. That was funny.
That's not F you.
This is going to be fun. And you're down with this? You think it's a good location for pretty centralized, right, to the greater Spokane area?
It's on the river, isn't it? It has a river view.
It is. It's right on the river. The river runs right through the center of town. We're one of those places.
Ah, that would be very cool. And maybe, Dirk, you and I, after everything's over, nighttime kayaking? What do you think?
They do rent kayaks.
That was awesome.
That was fun. Dirk, I know you put a lot of legwork into this to figure it out with Oscar, and my sincere gratitude. We're talking about the 24th of June. It's going to be Osprey Restaurant and Bar, heated patio, gluten-free and vegetarian options, plenty of free parking. I'm looking forward to seeing you and everybody else out there. 700 North Division Street in Spokane, Washington, right over the river. It's going to be great. Dirk, I will see you there, and I will be bearing gifts.
Yeah!
All right. Thank you, Dirk.
Oh,
take care. Go back on those headphones right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I think he did by accident.
All right. Very good. Bye-bye.
Hi, Dirk.
There he goes. That's Dirk Bastrick, and it should be...
You know, Mike, that's something you've been saying for years that I always enjoy. At the end of a phone call, whether it goes well or awkward, you always close with, there he goes.
There he goes.
Yeah. Always have enjoyed
there
that.
There you go.
That's right.
Should be.
You feel
should
good?
Be
I feel good about this. I feel good.
I do too. And I am more curious about the weather now than anything else, because you hear like it's different climate out in that part of the world in June. So it should be pretty cool. I'm very, very excited. And we will hopefully fill the joint. That'll be a lot of fun. I think there are 3,000 or so listeners to the Mike O'Mara show.
Oh, there are more than that.
You know, if we get really more
than
that.
When we're looking at theaters, you're looking at 2,000 persons a theater in that area, because we were actually guesstimating how many people would actually go there.
Oh, from that area.
Off a real number.
Oh, right. You guys from are far, Don from and far Mike, away.
They're monsters.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's awesome. Good. All right. Well, Osprey, we'll see you there. We'll keep reminding you. Rob's got the Osprey sounds, and we will take a break because we have to come back with the homepage, and including some very, very interesting lists.
Oh.
I normally don't like to do a lot of lists, but there are a couple of them in the homepage that you are going to love. That's it. I think I'm feeling the effects of the drink already. We'll be right back, everybody. On the Mike O'Mara Show. Long drink from Finland.
Fathers, podcasters, get set for real gonad-crushing action this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Big Capital Center. It's the TMOS Hot Rod Thrill-tacular. New for 2020. Rookie champion Michael William O'Mara behind the wheel of the V8 Supercharged Ball Crusher McGee truck.
Ball Crusher McGee.
He's the killer to your dong pillow. Putting the slap tag on your jam bag. It's a slobber knocker in your sleep number. Sack stomping, testicle tearing, gonad annihilating action.
Bonus.
Get more ball breaking action every week with the TMOS bonus show subscription. Subscribe today and don't be cruel to the family jewel.
Quit sucking.
Ball Crusher McGee.
Ball Crusher McGee. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sunday. The magic of summer is in the air. And the best place to dig on those summer vibes is on a lush green lawn. And yours is right around the corner, thanks to Sunday. Sunday is more than just a yard care product. It's a custom lawn care plan with a variety of ways to help you grow a beautiful lawn, control weeds, and remove pests. I've used it, and I love it. They take out all the guesswork and unwanted chemicals so you can grow a beautiful lawn that's better for everybody. Just go to GetSunday.com, put on your home address, or put in your home address, and their free lawn analysis tool takes care of the rest in seconds. Sunday explains exactly what you need and why, and everything is waiting at your door when you need it. All you have to do is attach the ready-to-use pouch to a garden hose and spray.
Osprey.
Lawn care used to take up to a whole day or so. Now it takes less than 15 minutes. Best of all, this stuff really works. Your grass will look better than ever. Let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Visit GetSunday.com/TMOS to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. That's $20 off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS. You're going to love it as much as I do. And get ready for a summertime with an incredibly green lawn, people!
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Yes, it is. Hit the swoosh boom. Thank
swoosh
you.
Swoosh boom.
Lawn Starter, speaking of lawns, and Sunday has nothing to do with Sunday, but Lawn Starter, don't know that website, but it ranked the horniest cities in America by comparing the 200 biggest cities based on 9 key indicators of sexual arousal. Are you having a long drink, Oscar?
I'm
can't
having.
Wait to see what you think.
Lagunitas.
Oh, it's not. It's
well,
not.
They did.
What is a?
They Lagunitas a daytime. I've never had this.
Oh,
before.
It's like a Kolsch, probably.
It's an all-day IPA. Mike, let me tell you, long drink is not available at not just one, two, three liquor stores in
really?
The
maybe
DC
it's
area.
Maybe it's just a Costco thing.
Well,
maybe
if it's based, if it's a gin-based cocktail, you know, Virginia is going to have screwed-up laws about it, and DC might as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's gin?
Mm-hmm. You see, if you want hard liquor, you need to go to a liquor store.
What are you drinking?
Are you drinking?
What is that?
This is premium small batch bourbon.
But where did you get that? You got
when did
vodka
you sneak?
Out.
When did you sneak that into
no,
the studio?
I saw the vodka, but I saw, you know what? This looked a little better. So I thought this with a little cool water. There we are.
It's going to be a fun bonus show this
We've
week.
We've got a problem.
Anyhow, 200 cities.
Smells like
horniest.
Mother.
Among the factors looked at, the share of the single population, Google search interest in adult content, and sex toy sales. They also surveyed nearly 800 U.S. adults to gauge their libido levels during and after the pandemic.
It means libido.
What's that?
Libido. It means the beedo.
Libido. Libido.
Libido.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I haven't had a taste yet.
Listen how happy he sounds.
I haven't had a taste yet.
If you at home want to rewind 30 seconds and how sad Rob was 30 seconds prior to the booze appearing and then him pouring, the giddiness.
I love the ritual.
It's, you know, we haven't done a cocktail show in a long time. So, hey, for those of you that, you know, are interested in the Thursday show, 3 weeks to Spokane, getting a little, you know, celebratory atmosphere in here. Here are the 10 horniest cities. Number 10, just up the road from you guys, Baltimore, Maryland.
I can't keep it in my pants.
I just don't know. Number 9 is Tempe, Arizona. Oscar, you spent time there.
Listen, if you're ever depressed about life or going through a divorce, take, especially if you're coming from a top 10 market, take that salary. Convince your employer to let you move to Tempe and then go there. And whatever girl you couldn't get in high school or college, you'll get them there because your Kansas City 10 is now a Tempe 7. And a 7 will grasp onto you any day.
And the name of today's show is Tempe 7.
Tempe 7. Number 8 is Dayton, Ohio. Number 7, here's a weird one, Newark, New Jersey. And now
hey,
my
you
state.
Screw.
Hey, how you doing? Number 6, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Number 5, Atlanta, Georgia. Number 4, Providence, Rhode Island. Number 3, Hollywood, Florida. Number 2, Orange, California. And number 1, coming in at number 1, horniest city in America.
Yeah?
Lay it on us. Woo! Paradise, Nevada.
Whoa.
That just outside of Vegas, probably? I don't know.
I think every city in Vegas is paradise.
Yeah, I thought it would be Las Vegas.
Yeah,
well, I think paradise, you know what? If they're going by the guidelines they set, there might be a lot of adult stores there. The sex toy availability might actually boost it if it's right outside the city.
Paradise, Nevada.
Do you know where they sell sex toys now? And I was shocked and a little embarrassed.
What?
CVS.
Really?
Oh, they have toys that I've only seen on the hub that is, you know what?
Really?
Like, they sell those here?
CVS, like walking down an aisle?
CVS. Like, I'm going there to get some heartburn medicine, and I took a right on the wrong aisle, and I'm like, whoa, what did he show up here?
Wow.
It's exciting. Man, okay, I got Band-Aids there the other
right
day.
Next, Mike, right next to the reader glasses.
So, yeah, I took back my old readers and got my new readers. They're still a little too strong, though, which means I might still be a 1.5 instead of the 2 that I thought I was because I need them to be able to read, but I also can't trip when I'm walking across the room.
You are neither a 1.5 or a 2. You are a Tempe 7.
Thank you. Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit failed his second drug test. Officials say he had more than twice the legal limit of a steroid called betamethasone in Spain.
I take that.
Betamethasone? Betamethasone.
Okay.
It'll be up to the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission to decide whether to strip him of his Derby win, but Churchill Downs has already banned Medina Spirit's trainer, Bob Baffert, the guy with the shades, through the spring of 2023, citing his, quote, record of testing failures and his increasingly extraordinary explanations. So,
Colonel Spiewak from the Churchill Downs. Not only are we going to ban him for 2 years, we're going to cut his hair.
We're going to cut his hair and take his sunglasses off. Do you think the Derby winner will be stripped? That's a big sticky wicket. Lots of lawsuits for people that won money.
His explanation was the equivalent of, honey, I didn't cheat on you. I got herpes from the toilet seat.
Yeah, yeah. It's rough. I don't know whether they'll take the prize away, though.
Even if they strip the victory of the horse, I believe the rule is if a finish is ruled official, that bet stands. I believe that's the law.
But the bet stands, but the money goes back.
So
the prize money gets
okay.
Get, like,
but
it
the
gets
paramutual won, betting yeah. won, but not the you know the horses, right?
Well, as usual, Mike, the man, us, the retail traders in the world,
yes.
We don't get our bet back, and we don't have to give the money back if we actually made money on it.
What it is. All right, so it is. Okay, well, that's good. I think that's fair. Yeah. That's the way it should be.
I took my winnings and put them in Bitcoin.
Bitcoin, a cryptocurrency. New data from the Social Security Administration shows the name Karen is less popular now than it's been in almost a century. Only 325 babies named Karen were born in the U.S. last year, making it the 831st most popular name for a girl. The last time it ranked that low was 94 years ago in 1927.
Oh.
It peaked in popularity in 1965 when it was the third most popular name for a girl. America got almost 33,000 new Karens that year. Here it is.
Karen.
They call her Karen.
At a party, she's a snobber and a rock and roll and
Karen. Short hair. Man
yeah,
cut.
Karen.
I want to see your manager.
You shouldn't be speaking that language in my country. I'm Karen.
I yes, feel bad for Karen.
Don't.
Especially the good Karens in life. I had growing up, I had at least two or three Karens. My sister had a best friend named Karen. They were sweet and nice, and now they got to go. One pandemic ruined that name for everyone.
Parpender, Valentine, Black, all the great
incredible.
Karens.
Great Karens, and by the way, most of them in their late 50s right now. The name has been falling in popularity for a while, even before the whole Karen thing started. But, you know, because of that, people are, we can't name the baby Karen. We can't do that at all. It's terrible. A photo surfaced online showing food served to some Oakland Athletics minor leaguers, and it went viral on Tuesday. This is similar to that fire festival that allegedly offered sandwich bread with sliced cheese for dinner.
Cheese I saw sandwich, the picture. Yes.
This is so embarrassing. Pictures of the food were shared through a Twitter account run by Advocates for Minor Leaguers, an organization fighting to help minor leaguers get fair pay and better working conditions. In reply to the tweet, Athletics President Dave Cavall called the food totally unacceptable. It is a piece of tomato, a piece of lettuce, two thin slices of white bread, and a square of cheese. That is their post-game dinner.
None
it
meat?
It was amazing.
None meat?
No meat at all. Several players, past and present, called out the A's for the awful food they've been serving their minor leaguers, including Adam Jones. Adam Jones from your Baltimore Orioles. He spent 11 years with the Baltimore Orioles, and he said, yeah, the food really, really sucks. That's interesting.
Why are people surprised? Didn't you watch Moneyball?
Moneyball. Very cheap.
They're cheap.
Super cheap. That's what they do.
They don't pay the pros. You think they're going to pay the guys that are trying to make it to the pros? They're not going to feed you, right?
But it all changed as soon as Brad Pitt walked into that locker room, shut that radio off, yanked the guy off the stand that was dancing, and threw his bat into the locker room, and then he knocked over the water bottle.
And then I could watch that for scene. Everybody.
By the way, don't you think that's kind of what we did before the show?
Oh, it was
wasn't
fantastic.
That similar to what we were doing?
I actually feel better about life.
I do too. And now, ladies and gentlemen,
I never
something,
got my
something.
Cheese.
I know you didn't. Technology company VioGuard, Inc. has released a consumer survey report showing that cell phone usage and lack of proper sanitization could lead to higher transfer of bacteria and viruses. And they took this little survey. 73% of people admitted to using their phone on the toilet or standing at the urinal, regardless of age or gender. That means 73% of us. I've done it.
Yeah,
I've been there.
Sure.
I've done that. Younger people ages 18 to 29 admitted to using their phones on the toilet 93% of the time, regardless of gender. One out of three people surveyed admitted to never cleaning their phones, and 75% admitted to cleaning them less than once per day. Of those that did clean their phones, less than half used a chemical wipe product. Others admitted to using a cloth or even their shirt sleeve or pant leg. Mm. Well, I've always said that iPhones are pretty good phones. For me to poop on! Poopy phone, poopy phone.
Mm. Oh, no, we all had our own black lights.
Stop
poo-poo,
it.
Poo-poo. Mm. Trying to find, by the way, a Triumph the Insult comic. Excuse me. Let me start that again.
There we go.
Trying to find a Triumph the Insult comic dog golf head cover. And elusive. Elusive it is. Elusive it is. Yes, sir. If I can find that one, the dog, the Doberman with the the Rottweiler with the cigar.
An ultra-realistic rubber dog head with cigar.
Yeah. Thought I'd throw that in because it's so important. We'll be right back.
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. One, select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. Two, send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomarashow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? Ha 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 ha! You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
Excuse me.
What's that about? Sorry.
He just had to let it go. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by, we're welcoming them back, MyBookie.
Yeah.
Big weekend. Woo. Big, big weekend coming up. We're talking two great fights and one epic promotion. Bet, win, and get paid. Bet $20 or more on the Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather boxing match this weekend, and you'll unlock a free $20 bet on the UFC 263 main event, Adesanya versus Vettori. World-class boxer versus a YouTuber. Sounds like a no-brainer. But the early action shows almost 60% of bets are on Logan Paul to win the fight, which would you would pay out on MyBookie Betters 5-1. You can turn $100 into $550. Sign up now and use promo code TMOS and take advantage of a deposit match bonus up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus on top of your deposit just for using the TMOS code. And don't sleep on the boxing undercard. Badu Jack taking on Dervina Colina in a light heavyweight matchup. And Chad Johnson, yes, the former NFLer.
What?
The former receiver going toe-to-toe with bare-knuckle brawler Brian Maxwell. I can't believe he really did it.
Yes.
He's
yeah.
really doing that.
He's doing it.
10 fights in total and tons of opportunities to make some big money at mybookie.ag. The time for MyBookie is now. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, and baseball's in full swing. Just remember the TMOS code, and you can thank me later, mybookie.ag. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar, Rob said something very interesting to us at the beginning of the show today. He said he believes it is time for his beloved little daughter to fly the coop, to leave the nest.
I've never heard COVID. Such a thing from Rob.
And I love
she
her.
She moved back in during COVID from where she was living down at Virginia
she
Commonwealth
nearly
University.
She nearly finished her freshman year. We snatched her up in March, and she finished virtually. Then she did her entire sophomore year virtually. And things are better now. As you know, the world is opening back up. She has an apartment that she's moving into July 1st. And because of this, I have an entire apartment's worth of furniture in my garage, and it's going to kill me. I can get in and out of my garage, walk. It's like Oscar's house. I have to walk sideways now. And I get a call from Carrie, and she says, so-and-so's neighbor has a mattress that they've used once, and we can buy it for this pittance sum, and it would be great because we're going to need a bed for Julia's room. I said, great. Where are we going to keep it?
So you're going to need a bed for her room when she moves out.
Yeah, because she's taking her bed with her.
Okay.
She's taking a lot of furniture and
stuff.
Why
do you have to replace the bed?
Because we're going to turn it into like a guest room.
Oh.
So we have.
Are you U-hauling it?
We have rented a U-haul. Yeah, it'll be on July 1st is the move-in, and she's about two blocks off campus. I know the neighborhood. Of course, it's not like when I lived in Richmond. The streetwalkers, Mike, are long gone. The whores are gone.
Is that the correct term?
That's the old school term for a whore, a hooker.
A streetwalker. What is the neighborhood she's moving into?
I believe it is Oregon Hill. It's just off campus.
Where we're moving
Mike,
are we making Oscar uncomfortable?
Jesus Christ. The entire perimeter of the VCU campus is now, it's like a heavy fog from the Thriller video. VCU has spread out and out.
Sure, that's the video you want to reference?
Yeah, because that's, or a Vixen video. I think Vixen used a lot of heavy fog as well.
Vixen? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
But like,
what's the name of the neighborhood again?
I think it's Oregon Hill. I think that she will have a good time down there. All of the stuff, the neighborhoods that were suspect, I heard gunshots all the time when I lived down there. I used to keep my shades pulled and the lights off.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
That's all right. The but so her neighborhood is fine because it's all like, for example, Mike, I've mentioned this before. The Lee X Art Theater on Gray Street is now the VCU Playhouse. So there's no longer an adult theater on campus.
Mm-hmm.
The Show Bar has closed.
So it's a you know, revitalized neighborhood,
a gentrified neighborhood. Yes, that all the stuff is. And you know what? When you have a house that is close to a college campus,
horrible word, in my opinion.
Yes, gentrified. You're right. You're right.
Gentrification. A lot of people are losing their home. I've been watching all that a lot lately. Really, really ridiculous.
Well, the reverse is happening now. People are just leaving the city.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the if you have a house that is like a few blocks within a college campus, you have a license to print money the rest of your life.
As long as it's not a pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as it's not a pandemic, you're okay. I lived on Cromwell Drive in Bethesda with, I had the basement, which was the best.
That's a good call. That's entrance. A good call.
I remember I spent a sleepless night with in awaiting my very first commercial radio shift in that house. The very first one where I was going to go get an hour of live radio on WOHN in Herndon, Virginia. And then we had Ken Wells, who ended up being a TV anchor man somewhere like in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Roberta, and she was dating an NBC correspondent. And now we're all old people. It's horrible. It's horrible. You don't understand it anymore. But this is she's literally moving to off-campus housing.
She's moving
now,
off. And
a little earlier than I would have thought after. Usually it's after the sophomore year.
Well, this is after her. She's a junior. So, I mean,
she's a junior now.
Yeah, because she finished.
Jesus Christ, time flies when you're having fun and drinking alcohol.
She remembers she did her sophomore year virtually. So she's moving in with three other art students, girls that she knows from her classes. But my garage.
Come and knock on our door.
Now it's
Someone's
going to.
Waiting for you.
Now it's about to host another mattress and box spring for the next month. We won't be able to get around. There are those big, what do you call those big round wicker chairs that sit in a base? They're very hippie-ish.
That's a Taiwan basket.
Okay. But she's
it's something
got,
like that.
She's got two of those.
Isn't that one like Buzz had when he had sex?
Now, there is a word. It's you hang them from the ceiling, right?
No, this sits in a base. It sits in a base. But in any case, there's two of those. There's tables. There's boxes of cookware. There's boxes of loose stuff.
There are. Magna cum laude. There are not theirs. There's tables.
Mike, you have to excuse
tables,
me. I'm a little worked up.
Jesus,
there are tables. There are chairs. There are boxes of cookware. And I just want this stuff out of my house. And you know what? I'm going to miss her, but I'm not going to miss the fact that there are baskets of clothes sitting around.
Isn't the truth, though, that you're a hoarder and you want to move your stuff in there? You have been compromised with your hoarding based on the fact that there's just not enough space
in your home. I believe that a hoarder lacks organization. I am organized. I can find anything I own at any time.
And access it?
Of course. Of course. All
quickly,
my records are organized.
I believe that. He just needs to walk around to find where it is, where he's hoarding. You're a collector. You're not a hoarder. You're a collector.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What is your all-time most value to you, emotionally, not valuable as far as monetary value,
mm-hmm.
What is your supreme item where you are, your house is burning down, you can only take one of your things with you, and I will even dispense with the family stuff. I will say these are just collectible things,
and I won't
you get
say
to take one of your collectibles.
I won't say computer because that's a jive answer because there's all the pictures on it.
What about the lock of hair?
I don't have a lock of hair of anybody.
I thought you had a lock of hair allegedly from Elvis.
No. I have a cup he drank from.
That's what it is.
That's DNA. Right. Yeah. And I don't have any hair anywhere.
DNA, Jack.
Recreate me, Jack. Mm-hmm. I think that's a tough call. That is a really tough question. But I think it might be, I'm inclined to think the chunk of the Hindenburg, because that is a historical artifact. But I'm going to defer and say that.
What are you shaking your head for?
My 45.
The one artifact of history.
From Nazi
history.
No.
That's what you want to take with you?
I said I'm not taking it. Do you listen?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's
I
right.
Oh,
it.
It's not. I thought you were.
It's
you
not.
No, that's one, like, that's one that came to mind. But what I think I would grab is my 45. That it is a promo only 45. Is extraordinarily rare. And it is of the Darlene Love Christmas song, Baby, Please Come Home, that when I met Darlene Love, she actually signed it for me. And it's a very special
Who's
thing
Darlene
for me.
Love?
Darlene Love is a singer. She used to be on Letterman every Christmas and sing her song.
Oh, Christmas. Da, 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 da,
da, da. And she was a great session musician, and she sang on a million hit records in the 60s. One of the greatest voices of all time.
I never would have picked that out.
It's one of my, as I've described it, it's one of my favorite pieces of plastic ever. And it's just really cool because it symbolizes a lot of things to me.
As I'm asking you this, and I'm thinking about myself, I don't have anything.
Really?
That I just don't. I mean, well, not in this house.
I would have had a guess. I would actually have had a guess of what your item would be. And if I say it and it rings true, maybe you do have something.
All right.
What about the pencil sketch that your father did of you as a boy?
But isn't that family memento type of thing?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that would count. I would think that would count.
I look at that all the time, 1960-ish, 62 or 63.
Anybody want to guess what a promo-only copy of Darlene Love is on eBay?
I can tell you what. I can remember what I paid for it many years ago. I think it was $250. Wow.
Jesus.
How much is it?
What about you, Mike?
What is it now?
I got... And then I don't know, the condition doesn't say $26.
It's $26?
He's lying.
There's an option for $26, but it could be dented up or scratched. I'm not sure.
Because mine was pristine. Is that a buy it now?
Why did you say he was lying?
Because he's trying to get at me.
No, it's six. And then there's another one for $6.09. Pre-owned, it says.
Is it a white labeled promo
with
only?
With her picture on it.
Then it's not the right one.
There is one here that says $276.
Okay.
It's from Israel.
Oh, is that a joke?
No, you have to pay international shipping, it says.
You know, they bring the thing, it's a script, it's a rare commodity. That's what I keep in Israel.
The eBay handle for that, Mike, is B. Netanyahu.
B. Benjamin Netanyahu, I've got a lot of records. Hope you enjoy these records. They're fantastic records.
Wait, I got it here. $199, the same one he was talking about.
With the white label?
Mint condition.
That's about right. Yeah. You know what? The market fluctuates, but I tell you what, that one's not signed by Darlene Love.
It's not signed.
That one wasn't handled by Darlene Love, and that one didn't get a hug and a kiss from Darlene Love from the owner.
I figured out the thing I'd take.
What's that?
I've got it here. I've got a duffel bag full of Bitcoins.
Yeah, full of them?
That's what I take. Yeah, full of Bitcoins. Yes.
That's quite something, isn't it?
We will take a break, and we will come back. And I will discuss either flushing or dog licking when we come back.
You mean where the World's Fair was?
No, not Flushing, New York.
Oh, okay.
It's just toiletry.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme hatred of intern promos. As a result of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please, don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment.
Oh, Maddie. That's Maddie Masiello.
No, that was Ashley.
Oh, thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I was...
You remember Ashley. She's the one that kept in touch with us.
Okay. Have you heard from Maddie at all since she left?
No.
I texted Maddie yesterday.
Yeah?
And this is how I know how quickly we're forgotten. I was like, okay, 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000. When I got to 400-1,000, it was over.
400 seconds?
Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Still haven't heard back. Hi, Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. Yeah.
Couldn't get out of here quickly. It all started in December of 2017. Two college friends discovered a void in the condiment category. They began exploring hot sauce.
Hots!
After 2 years of testing literally hundreds of hot sauce recipes out of their parents' garage, they landed on Truff, a luxurious hot sauce infused with black truffle. And since then, Truff has carved out a distinct space in an otherwise ironically bland sea of hot sauces. Exclusive, eye-popping, and mouth-watering, a hot sauce brand like no other. Truff has over 10,000 five-star reviews and is the number one best-selling hot sauce on Amazon and at Whole Foods. Truff has been named on Oprah's Favorite Things gifting list 2 years in a row, more than 1 billion organic shout-outs on Instagram, and over 1 million likes on TikTok. All I know is I love it, and so does everyone who tries it. It's perfection. There is nothing that doesn't benefit from Truff. Get 15% off site-wide, plus free shipping with promo code TMOS at Truff.com. That's 15% off everything at Truff, T-R-U-F-F. F is in fantastic.com, promo code TMOS. We only have a few minutes here, but let me ask you, how often do you flush on average, gentlemen? And then we'll get to the dog thing. I got time for both.
You mean like in a single session or?
In a session, yes. By the way, this applies to kind of my clear rear and when I don't have access to the clear rear.
Oh, okay. In a session I only have one restroom in our home, so it's shared. Out of respect, minimum of two.
Minimum of two?
Yes.
Sometimes three?
Never three. Don't need to go that long.
So the answer is two.
Sometimes you would. I had experience with you.
Yeah, that's when I'm
four
sick.
Four or five might have been necessary
sick.
That night.
Sick.
Yeah, that's a thick
sick
toilet paper.
Sick stomach.
Oh, sick tummy. How about you, Rob?
I would say if it is a above average delivery, there would be two, but usually just one.
Really, just one?
As a rule, if it's fast, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, I've never experienced fast. I will tell you, with my clear ear, I still do two. I do too.
Well, is it a courtesy flush or
no? The first flush is the clear rear pre-flush, and then as the toilet tank is slowly filling, as it's filling, I am clear rearing it, and then when the time
does the toilet need to be running for the spray to activate?
Nope. You could do it all on its own. It's directly connected to the pipe.
Okay.
Remember the one when I broke that?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I was working on my, the little thing that I was doing. And, that was a water main, as I found out.
Wow.
Here, this is, there it is. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But anyway, so even with the clear rear, I will, how's that drink, Rob?
Delicious.
How's that going? Very good. I will clear rear, and then I will flush again with just a little tissue. Because that's
when you use tissue though, it's mostly just to dry, right?
It's just to dry. Right. There is the occasional miss, with the clear rear. And then
does that involve the apparatus or perhaps placement of the client?
Sometimes you just, you look, that's how you do that. Now with the, when I go down to this place where I play golf, now I will go in and, I will flush. Minimum four times. Because because much like when I was a single man back in the day, I had a fear of herpes. I have a fear of a public toilet overflow. I have a tremendous fear of that.
I see.
And I think if you I will clean two, three, four times.
Aren't those commercial grade though?
The paper or the toilets?
No, just the toilets in any public
The toilets are
space.
Commercial grade to an extent. For example, they flush quickly, but I remember when I had O'Mara's restaurant, I bought the tank. You get a pressure tank that goes in the toilet tank and it turbo flushes
anything
you put in there. It's like Nas for your toilet.
It's like Nas for your toilet. You super shoot it down there. These,
Mike, the problem with a toilet clog invariably relies on overuse of paper.
But I do, because I don't want my hand touching the bad parts.
Yeah, well, I understand.
So
before you know you're done.
That's right.
What's that?
You got to see white before you know you're done. You've told us this.
It's like the old it's like the old corn cob joke, Mike.
What's the old corn cob joke?
You need three cobs, two browns, and then a white to see if you need another brown.
Gross.
Disgusting, but that's what it recalled.
Is that what farmers would use?
I grew up in a farming environment and we always had paper. So I don't know. Maybe in the days of an outhouse.
But is that what people used to wipe their butts with? Corn cobs?
I would think it would probably be quite effective.
But I mean, did you ever hear that? Big daddy was a corn farmer?
No.
Out there in the middle of the field, dropping a deuce, and then.
Mike, our corn was too delicious to wipe your ass with. That's the motto on the sign.
But it's the Cobb, right?
Yeah, it was
Incidentally, is it a used Cobb? Is it a Cobb with the corn off of it? Or is it a Cobb with the corn on?
I think you'd want the corn off of it because it would have a little more grit to it. I'm going to look up.
Is there a soft side and a hard side?
No. A corn cob is circular. You've had corn.
I know.
There's no side to it. It's all the same uniform. If the corn's off, it's a scratchy, rough thing. Well, and if the corn's on, it's like teeth.
It's like smooth
teeth.
With the corn on the cob, that'd be horrible. Unless it was Indian corn.
I thought you meant. Look, I'm sorry. Maybe I misunderstood. What is the leaf on the corn called?
Or the husk.
The husk and then the silk.
Wouldn't you wipe with the husk before you wipe with the cob?
I think the husk would be a very acceptable thing to wipe with as opposed to corn.
Maybe you got it wrong,
but I think I heard somewhere too that corn cobs were used as personal hygiene.
Ready
devices.
Plumbing, the history of toilet paper says before toilet paper, people mainly used whatever was free and readily available for personal hygiene. Unfortunately, many of the options were quite painful. Wood shavings, hay, rocks, corn cobs, and even frayed anchor cables.
Oh, my God.
Paper has been used in the bathroom for thousands of years.
Frayed anchor cables?
I'm guessing discarded rope for the boat. Yeah.
Rope?
Yeah.
Not metal?
No. God, no. No.
Talk about horrible.
What were the choices again with the hygiene? It was frayed anchor cable.
Hay, and there was rocks, wood shavings.
Imagine the itching.
Corn cobs. Although there was also the old joke, or like the old sort of trope that you would keep the Sears catalog in the outhouse and use it a page at a time. I remember hearing that.
Okay, I believe that too.
Yeah,
newspaper.
That was a free
newspaper was used.
But the thing about the Sears catalog is it was thick and self-contained, so the paper would stay
together.
Can
you look this up before we go?
Yeah.
Can you look this up? When was the bidet invented?
Okay. Mm.
Because I have to tell you, and I know I bring it up all the time, and they never decided to advertise, did they?
They would run it up the flagpole.
Yeah.
And then
well,
I went back to the flagpole. I said, I need a name. I called them.
Right.
And they said that they had allocated their advertising budget for the year, but if there was a way that we would be interested in sort of a referral code, which means they're not going to pay.
Sell.
We don't play that game. Get out of here.
They can kick pound rocks. Sand. But the bidet.
Bidet was invented in 1969 by Neil Armstrong. No, I'm kidding.
It
was invented in 1710. The royal family's furniture maker, Christophe de Rossier, installed the first bidet in the palace. Not much is known about de Rossier, but that he paved the way for the tradition of refreshing cleanliness that continues to this day. But
early 1700s.
Yes.
We're a bunch of animals. It took you that long
by
to
the
get
way,
one, Mike.
And it was the French, and we always talk about the French being so dirty, but it was the French that did it, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
They're also a passionate people, Mike. Have you ever seen Emmanuel in space?
Yes, that's true. He speaks the truth.
Of a day. That's wonderful. I think that is ultimately the most sanitary way you can do it. And Christmas will be here before you know it, and you're both going to get them. You're both going to get them for your house. It's going to be fantastic.
1710, the French are actually using that technology, and we're still under the control of the British, and we're using rocks.
I am obsessive when I don't have the clear rear.
Fastidious, you are.
I am obsessive. Fastidious.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that will be again and again and again and again.
And Carla thanks you for it.
I think she does.
On a daily basis.
Yeah. We have separate bathrooms that we use, so she never comes in.
But Mike, I guess for me, it's... Like, guys, I remember in college, there were times where I used coffee filters because we were too cheap to buy toilet paper.
I never knew that you used a coffee filter.
Well, I mean, you triple ply them, you got what you need.
I used toilet paper to make coffee.
Really?
Did you really?
No, I never have. It would dissolve. It would dissolve with
the
hot water.
That was funny, though. That was wonderful. All right, we have to take a break. thank you. Thank you for that fascinating discussion. By the way, here's a reminder from the Mike O'Mara Show. National Donut Day tomorrow. Enjoy.
Yes.
Honey, I might need another long drink.
Might?
She's not answering. It's bad. Very bad.
Well, she has to get ready for the holiday tomorrow.
And we will come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Maybe something else sucks around here.
People suck. People suck. People suck.
Now, I know I've done this before, but I want to try it again. A new idea to replace the mailbag.
People suck.
Has someone done something that just so gets under your skin that complaining to your partner or your children or anybody in your room or your close friends just isn't enough? Someone who's done something so egregious
you need
and
more.
It's such a violation of your social norms that you want to scream it.
Here's what we do, folks, is you email me, Rob with two B's, rob@mikeomaraShow.com. Make sure you write in the subject line.
People suck, people suck, people suck.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Why should you choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Try boosted immunity, better recovery, and increased energy. You need Sleep Number. Sleep helps us recover faster from exercise, injuries, illnesses. Furthermore, deep sleep decreases anxiety overnight by reorganizing connections in the brain. And REM sleep is essential for many of the brain's cognitive and emotional functions. And since most of it happens during the second half of the night, it's important to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep. That's why I love Sleep Number. Here's a fact. People who get enough quality sleep have more energy, better muscle mass, and improved muscle memory. So hydrate, limit your caffeine and alcohol, and get a Sleep Number bed. I wouldn't sleep on anything else, and I've been doing it for years. Remember, a great day starts the night before. My Sleep Number setting is now a 65, so is Carla's. We're tied. Proven quality sleep. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed during the Memorial Day sale. Still going on, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Just make sure you know and they know that Mike O'Mara sent you, and remind them of that. Please.
Oh,
let's open up the digital
spin it.
Dumpster.
Hello! Right now. Oh, Mrs. Doubtfire. The late Mrs. Wow. Doubtfire, Mike.
By the way, Carla just handed me this, Rob.
Yeah.
Don't eat cicadas if you're allergic to seafood.
Oh, I saw that's this. Because they're in the same family as shrimp and lobster.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good one. All right. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Can I have another long drink? Thank you.
All right. Cool.
She said no.
Are you familiar with a CNN reporter called Manu Raju?
Yes. He's a Capitol Hill reporter, I believe.
There is a great video that CNN actually put out at his expense. He's standing. He's doing that great.
I'm not a fan, by the way. I'm not a fan.
Oh, I didn't think he was all that great.
But I don't think he's that good.
Okay.
Is the Capitol Hill reporter that I'm thinking of for NBC, is it Nora O'Donnell?
Nora O'Donnell's the CBS anchor.
Yeah. Then I'm thinking of someone else. Then Kelly O'Donnell, maybe. But it's that traditional shot on the balcony of the Capitol building where he's got the rail behind him. It's a beautiful shot that you see on the news all the time. He's standing there waiting to do his live, and he has a question about whether or not he's going to go live. And you can see, and CNN does this. You can see a cicada crawling up his coat, and CNN put a circle around the cicada so you can follow it from the beginning of this video. But here he is, caught unawares. Here's Manu Raju live on Capitol Hill.
So am I going to be in the break? I mean, same block out of this, or are you going to take a break?
Cicada crawling up.
Okay.
Oh! Oh, my God. Cicada. What the hell? Do I have more on me?
I don't see any more on
me. Are there any in my hair?
No, not in your hair.
Oh, yes, that's right.
It's a tough gig, those guys.
Yeah. Where are all these
you want to talk about hours?
From?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Okay, where were we? I think I'm safe from cicadas.
I thought that was pretty great. I did
those guys, seriously. I remember we had Katie Tour on years ago.
Yeah.
And she talked about her beat and how they had to be camera ready at 5:30 in the morning, and then they'd work till 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. Those people work their asses off in
journalism. That's the crew that you never hear, and I'm sorry for cutting you off, Mike, that you never hear is like, I need work-life balance.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You don't hear it. Not in that world.
Because if you have work-life balance in that world, you lose your job. You're gone.
Disgraced TV anchor Matt Lauer. I remember he was working the afternoon on the NBC affiliate in New York. He was doing part of their midday show, and he was doing the Today Show at the same time. That's how he got the gig.
In Katie Turr's book, she tells a story about almost missing a flight, and there was a logjam of traffic to get into, I think it was Kennedy Airport. She got out of the cab, grabbed her luggage, climbed over a snowbank, and ran across a grassy field to get to the terminal.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
That's awesome. Absolutely.
Ohio has a college called Wilberforce University, and this might be my favorite tape today. The president of the school is doing the commencement for the graduates of the year, and he goes on about what a difficult year it was with COVID and everything, and no one expected what he was about to say.
Because you represent the best of your generation, we wish to give you a fresh start. So therefore, the Wilberforce University Board of Trustees has authorized me to forgive any debt. Your accounts have been cleared. And you don't owe Wilberforce anything.
How great is that?
That's amazing.
Wow. Wilberforce.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean,
Wilberforce.
Yeah, the Wilberforce. Yes. It's a bunch of space hero horses. Sorry. That's so
don't
stupid.
Don't you want... So if these smaller universities can do this, don't you want one of these Ivy Leagues to just drop that bomb on some of these classes.
Oh, it'd be fantastic. They absolutely could. Yeah,
they have insurance. They have insurance company nest eggs.
Endowments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. They have huge endowments. They no, it's greed. It's big time. Mm. It's big money. It's big greed. And then you get to the other schools across the country. It's the football. It's all of that. It's they're big money making institutions. They really are sad.
Mike, you're a musician. I think you will appreciate this. This really pleased me. This is a was trending on YouTube yesterday. You know the song Layla, of course, by Derek and the Dominoes, the Eric Clapton song. What if it had been recorded by Dire Straits? It might sound like this.
They blew it at the end.
How do you mean?
They blew the riff at the very end, and you got to hit that off note. You got to hit that flat. Yeah, that's the key to the thing.
I think that they were probably so excited. They were so excited to get to the impression.
Hold on, Rob. And then they just steamrolled over that because they were trying to be clever. I'm very disappointed in that. I was waiting for that moment.
Let's hear the bad note again then. You're right.
They hit it, but it was late.
Yeah. You know? Nobody's waiting
by your side. And is that a guy impersonating
Mark Knopfler?
Mark Knopfler. Okay. Yeah. I liked it till the end.
Okay. Well, it was a B-plus effort then. Okay. Don't be fooled by Anheuser-Busch. Now, I'm a Bud guy. I like Budweiser beer. I like their products. However,
is this about the giveaway?
Yes. They said that if we get 70% vaccinated as a country by July 4th, everyone gets a free beer. And then I looked into it. It's some deal where you have to register at a bar and submit a picture of your ID. So they're not really making it easy, but this is the promo they're running. They make it sound fantastic.
Let's get ready for a summer like no other. Let's look forward to seeing friends and family again. Let's get excited to head back to the bars. Let's get ready for the greatest time in history to grab a beer. When we hit the White House's goal of 70% partially vaccinated, beer's on us. Let's grab a beer, America.
See, but if you have to register...
Wait a minute. But so, of course you have to register.
There's still laws.
So you get your free beer if you're vaccinated, right?
I don't know. I think they should just drive up and down the street and give you a beer.
You think it's hinky because you got to do a little work for it? They got a CYA.
I suppose.
It's just, I think it's still positive, sending out that positive vibe.
Great American company.
Yeah,
it is a good American.
By the way, down here, these oldsters down here still doing the whole thing about hoaxes and all that.
Seriously?
It's amazing. Oh, it's sad to hear. I mean, they're all vaccinated, but then they... Because they're dude lost.
Yeah.
You know? McDumpy dip. He lost, so that's why.
Speaking of beer, Jimmy Kimmel brings up an interesting point.
As the world's opening back up and humans are getting ready for concerts and festivals, and there's a surge in demand that the Port-a-John people cannot keep up with. They're worried there might not be enough toilets this year, which makes no sense. We used to have enough toilets. Why would there be a need for more? We're only gone for a year. It's not like we've been holding it in.
It's a valid thought. Mike, I didn't know this, but there's a guy, a fairly famous guy that has a YouTube channel, and he's making a go of it as a singer-songwriter. I'd like to play it for you and see if you can guess who this is. This guy right here.
This is the majesty of love. When every couple settles down, goodness will be found.
Matthew McConaughey.
I'll give you a hint. He was released from custody to live with his mom in 2016.
So he's infamous.
Is he an attempted assassin or an assassin?
He is an attempted assassin.
Ooh.
Is that...
of a president?
Yes.
Is that John Hinckley?
John Hinckley Jr. from his YouTube channel. This is the world we live in now. So there you are.
I don't want to give that guy pub.
That horrible?
I don't either. Go away.
All right. Let's close with this. Wow. This is a. Wow. It just blew my mind. For one thing, I didn't know he was out of prison. He was released to live with his mother. I thought that's weird.
So creepy. Still creepy for those old enough to remember that time.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Really, really horrible.
Throwback Thursday. I had never seen this, and it brought me great joy. This is from 2015 on People's Court. So this is not the Doug Llewellyn era. This is a more recent iteration.
Okay.
And the guy comes out for his post-game interview, and he obviously has an agenda. Here is People's Court 2015.
It's good to see you alive. Yes, yes, yes. I don't know. Maybe this guy was on something. Maybe D hit him. Who knows?
He was calling you the suspect in the court.
You see? I don't know. You like I said, D hit him, so it wasn't me.
Maybe. What's D?
These nuts. This guy is crazy.
Do what?
These nuts. Barbie?
So he did the whole setup to
that's
do that,
exactly
right?
Exactly.
D's nuts.
Maybe D hit him. I don't know. Maybe D hit him.
Anyway, yeah, D's nuts.
He's this. That is your digital dumpster. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Judge Judy wouldn't let that happen.
No, don't pee on her leg and tell her it's raining.
He'd be thrown right into the hooscow for that. Contempt of court. You can't say D's nuts in my courtroom. That's the way this works. Hey, listen, it was a lot of fun. And thank you, Spokane. I'm really looking forward to seeing you June 24th, 4 to 6 p.m. at Osprey Restaurant and Bar in Spokane. Mark the date on your calendar. Come out and see me. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
If you like to eat, we are having taco night. Goodbye.
Oh, good for you.
I am alive and kicking.